The Chattanooga Medical Society and the Medical Foundation of Chattanooga are encouraging high school students with an interest in the medical field by giving them a serious look at what the medical profession is all about. I spoke with Ray Bond about the Youth Leadership Forum, Careers in Medicine. This is the seventh year the Medical Society has offered this summer project, Promoting Careers in Medicine. For a lot of young people, the desire to grow up and be a doctor happens when they're very small. But they may not have an idea of what they're really in for if they decide to go to medical school. How does the Chattanooga Medical Society help with that?
Well, we created 6 years ago a new program called the Youth Leadership Forum, which is specifically designed to encourage young people to consider careers in medicine. It's a week-long program. It's open to rising juniors and seniors. It is a competitive program, so we have a nomination process. And they get to spend a whole week, half of each day, shadowing physicians in different practice areas. And if they have a specific interest, we'll try to match them with a physician in that area. And then half of each day is spent in sessions learning about the practice of medicine, medical education, all of the factors that go into that kind of decision. And it's just a wonderful educational experience and a great experience for our physicians as well.
A lot of people don't realize that in order to get into medical school, which is highly competitive field,
it's very competitive.
You just about have to start when you're in high school preparing yourself with certain courses and certain materials.
To some extent, that's true. Obviously, when you're taking the tests to see if you qualify for medical school, having some background in science is very helpful. But there are also really successful physicians in our community who majored in English or fine arts or, you know, had some other area of expertise. But aptitude is important. Interest is important. So part of what we talk about is what kind of classes should you take in high school? What kind of classes should you think about taking in college? And how do you prepare yourself ultimately for a career in medicine?
Is the Youth Leadership Forum on Medicine strictly dealing with doctors, or are there other medical careers?
Well, we also look at what are some of the other medical professions. For instance, if a student's really interested in physical therapy, we'll try to arrange for them to have a shadowing experience with a doctor who deals with physical medicine and therapy issues. And we might, for instance, have them spend half a day at Siskin Hospital, you know, looking at rehabilitation. So we try to expose the students to a broad range of issues and opportunities in medicine. We do things like one of the students' favorite sessions. Usually we will set them up with an emergency room doctor who talks about what's it really like in the ER. They can observe robotic surgery. We've got several physicians who over the years have prepared wonderful PowerPoint presentations that are kind of interactive. And so it's really a great opportunity to look at a broad range of issues. And we do try to talk about what are some of the other careers besides being a physician that are available in medicine. And Rabbit, we also usually try to have a session talking about what's the lifestyle like as a physician? What are some of your opportunities? Because you can go to medical school and be a practicing physician. You can also go into medical research. I mean, there are a lot of different aspects of the field that you can choose. And so we try to highlight some of those during the course of our week.
How many applicants do you usually get, and how many positions are they competing for?
We normally have 25 or 26 students. We send nomination materials out to all the area public and private schools. So nominations can come from a principal, a guidance counselor, science or math teacher. Some kids apply for their program and then get support from someone in one of those kinds of positions. We also invite youth serving organizations like the Urban League and Girls Inc. and On Point to nominate students. Last year, we had around nearly 100 applications, and we choose 25 or 26 students. We try to get the best and the brightest from a diverse array of schools. I think we had 17 or 18 schools represented last year in the program. And so it's a really great opportunity for them to learn about an exciting field, the rewards and the demands also of it. And it's also really nice to see kind of the cross-fertilization between schools as the students work together over the course of a week. Dr. Mark Brzezinski, who's a plastic surgeon here in Chattanooga and a hand surgeon, this was his brainchild several years ago when he was president of the Medical Society. He was a concert pianist in his youth and played with orchestras and things in the Northeast. He had a physician in his community who invited him to shadow him one summer, and Dr. Brzezinski decided to pursue medicine instead of music. So this was a program he developed when he was president of the Medical Society, and we also work with Dr. Kent Hudson at UT College of Medicine. So they're both instrumental to our success.
April 15th is the deadline for the next applications.
Yes.
When does the forum take place?
the week immediately after most schools get out. So this year it's going to be June 6th through 9th. So right after school, we try to hit before everybody starts leaving, you know, on summer vacation. So it'll be that first week. And another exciting thing that we added last year to the program, we also participate with UT College of Medicine in their Medical Explorations program. Students who have gone through our youth leadership program are also eligible to apply for that program. And that's a 3 or 4 week program in which they spend a half day every day. They have some sessions and lectures. The majority of their time is actually shadowing physicians in different specialty areas. So, for instance, they might spend 3 whole days in the OBG department, or they might spend 3 whole days in pediatrics. So it's a more intense experience for students who've gone through the youth leadership program and then who have got interest in learning more, seeing more, experiencing more.
Kind of like summer camp for emerging doctors.
It is kind of like summer camp for emerging doctors. Yeah, we've got some wonderful students, and some of the students from previous years have come back and done the explorations program. This is a partnership between the Medical Society, our Medical Foundation of Chattanooga, and the UT College of Medicine. And it's the Future Docs program at UT College of Medicine. Nomination information form is available on our website, which is www.chatmedsoc.org, and that's chattmedsoc.org. Nomination forms are available there, so if somebody's interested, they can get more information there or by calling us at 622-2872, and we'll be happy to email or mail more information. So if you haven't heard about it through your school or your child's school, just feel free to call us, and we'll be glad to fill you in on all the details. It's a wonderful, wonderful program.
For more information, follow the link from our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.